Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Show. All right now, Steve. Time for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer in the building. This one is from Harold in Newark, New Jersey. Harold writes, I'm a 39-year-old divorced man dating a 33-year-old single mother. We started being intimate recently, and it's the best I've had in a long time. The only problem is, the only problem I have is her 6-year-old son that she brings on all of our dates now. I like her son, and I don't mind him tagging along at times, but not always. I have offered to pay for a sitter, but she doesn't trust anyone because of COVID. We have offered to sneak around the house to have sex because her child has no boundaries. It's been a year, so can I set the boundaries?
Well, you're going to have to talk to her about it. I think you're going to have to bring up the subject about it. That, you know, because now, one thing about it, the children come with the women. So they know, you know, and I appreciate you offering for a babysitter, but because of COVID, she don't want to do it. So...
Which is understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to bring up the subject, and y'all going to have to find something to work through this. I don't know if she has a relative she trusts or something like this. Or what you can do is you can order rapid COVID tests now, and you can test your babysitter or your loved one and leave them with the child. You got to do something because you can't. The relationship won't flourish without private time.
Mm-hmm. Has that ever happened?
It's hard to
build
it.
When a woman you were dating with kids brought their kids, brought her kids.
Everything has happened to me, sure.
So how did that work out for you?
I want to talk about it. It's what we'll be faced with. I had so much going on in my ragged ass life. That's why I don't think I'll ever tell the real Steve Harvey story. I'm just going to just leave mine unsaid. Everybody don't need a biopic.
Okay.
And I just think I'm just one of them people need to just let it go.
Leave some stuff out.
Right. Yeah, you ever just came out with one?
Now I'm gonna have to cause one. it's gonna be corny because I'm gonna have to leave too much stuff out.
Oh, man.
And then I'm old. Yeah, and then I'm old, so you know you can't my medical records at Ford City got burned down when the hotel got burned down with no damn computers.
Oh man.
So anything 415, I ain't even here.
All
my medical records is gone. They can't find dental charts, nothing.
We're moving on. Coleman in Peoria, Illinois says, I'm a happily married man and I continue to work Monday through Thursday. One of my wife's closest friends is my coworker, and she's working the same hours and days as I do now. We talked about carpooling and alternating weeks when we would drive. I talked to my wife about it and she forbid me to do it. She said her friend should have come to her and asked for permission. It has created friction in their friendship, and I don't understand what my wife's problem is. What's wrong with sharing our ride to work?
Boy, are you stupid? Sir, you've formed a friendship with your wife's closest friend. Y'all done set up and contrived. Y'all gonna start riding to work together.
We know what you're doing, though.
But ain't nobody come to the wife.
We know
and
what
your
you
girlfriend should have came. Her girlfriend should have came and said something to her. Now it's creating friction between them. And why you think that is, though?
We know what you're doing. What you're doing.
He has no idea what his wife's problem is. That's
so, dog. So, dog. Let me ask you a question. You and your wife and your best friend work together. Then your wife come home and go, hey, me and Harold gonna start riding to work together. Okay.
Huh. Okay.
We know what you're doing, dog.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, we know.
Harold.
Yeah. See how you like that.
Yeah. That's all you got to do, bro. Mm-hmm. All right, sure.
All right, Candy in Memphis says, my son's father got married in January, but we still mess around whenever he's had too much to drink. I like to think he still has feelings for me, but I know it's the vodka. What bothers me is that my son has seen him in my bed overnight, and it could be confusing for him. He has not met his daddy's wife yet, so he's only seen me with his daddy. He's 4 years old, and he's going to be confused by all of this. Is it his daddy's job to explain to our son why he's still sleeping over at our house or mine?
I don't see how this is a problem that you would write me and Shirley about. I really, really don't. I don't really give a damn. I really don't. You know, see, seriously, sister, you want to think that he still has feelings for you, but you know it's only when he been drinking. Let's not blame the alcohol for every damn thing. Maybe he's still seeing you because you want him to see you and you let him sleep with you. What difference do it make who explained it to the four-year-old when both y'all dead wrong? So what is the conversation going to be about? Because the four-year-old ain't met his new wife yet. And you know that little boy going to say something one time when he do. You ain't my mama.
Yeah, and it is confusing for the four-year-old.
Yeah,
it is.
You're damn right. And it's going to be so confusing that he going to seek clarity from everybody involved. Yeah. You, the husband, and the new wife. Mm-hmm. And you know this.
Yeah.
So stop playing this game because you know what you're doing.
Right. That's right.
You want him to be confused. Hell, because you confused.
Yeah.
It's confusing to us.
Mm-hmm. And he will tell it.
And we couldn't groan.
Yeah. And all right. Sean in Los Angeles says, I'm 40 years old and my wife and I have been married for 3 years. She's 42. She has two children from her second marriage and I have one son from my first marriage. I recently met her first husband. He wished me luck because he said I married a cheater. He said they were married 4 months. She cheated, so he divorced her. I have no way of knowing if he's a liar or if this is true. Should I ask her about it or let it go?
Ooh. What kind of conversation you having with her ex about your current? Dog, he's shady and you shady. I wish you would come up here and say something like that. I'll knock your ass out. Knock your monkey ass right
all
out.
All right, CLO, we got to go. Thank you for that, though.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.